Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, y'all may want to turn on the fan cam right now as RJ Choppy has. Are those goosebumps?
Goosebumps. Look at the hair sticking up.
He's got goosebumps. It is Dallas Fan Cam on Twitch. Dalton, Carter, whoever's running it, let me know how the numbers go up here. Or if you go to 105.3thefan.com, you could click Dallas Fan Cam. Sean and RJ here with the Wednesday edition. What's going on?
Yeah, I woke up this morning with some stomach crampage, and I knew right away, because when you're laying down and the stomach starts to cramp, you know it's really going to be bad. I got up, and I went to the bathroom and barely made it to the show. And then in two of the last three breaks, I've had to go again. I've only had one cup of coffee. That's how you know it's bad. Oh, I'm usually on my fourth cup.
Four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I got goosebumps, and I'm doubled over right now. I might not make it to the segment. I feel the queasiness in the throat, like I'm Cardi B, that little dangly thing in the back of my throat.
She has a lot of dangly things.
Yeah. So I could feel it could be both ends here in a minute.
Yes.
Oh. So not just the bottom.
It might not
end.
Be. Yeah, it's let's see. 44, we got 9 to 11 minutes. Yeah, I don't know, man.
What's the culprit?
I had some turkey last night. So I went to the grocery store. I was going to get some stuff.
Turkey's kind of a bland, dry, plain meat.
Yep, it was in the rotisserie section. You get your pre-rotisserie turkey, chickens,
turkey. I've never seen turkey in that section. I've only seen those. Yeah, those either. Chickens are fantastic. They're amazing. $6-7 last you 2-4 meals. But I've watched RJ swallow down what might be coming up. But I've never seen turkey there as an option.
I had neither, and I got the turkey only because they got a new supplier for their chicken, and it's not as good. It's very dry. It doesn't have the same seasoning on the outside. So I was let's try the turkey. It's dark meat only. And I got this, and it looked like someone had vomited the turkey. It was like it was not formed well. And I took like maybe 5 bites of this, and I was like, nope.
Really?
Nope.
So it was bad.
Bad, yeah. Bad turkey.
That's not good. That's not good. So there you go. I got a back issue if it makes you feel any better. I tweaked it somehow. I can't even lay down. I can't sit.
Really?
It's awful. But I'm not sprinting to the bathroom like you. Let's see. Dallas Fan Cam, if Choppy can make it through. So speaking of turkey, here's the text messages I'm getting from RJ over the weekend. He sends me this picture of this amazing barbecue pit. And in case you don't know, Choppy hates it, and so does Troy, when I repost and tweet your barbecue photos and all the amazing food that you eat, and they mute me. And they unfollow me for the weekend.
Not unfollow, just mute.
So he sends me this barbecue pit with ribs on it, and I'm seeing tomatoes, and it looks like a pork butt, and it's just magnificent, and queso. And I'm like, what the heck? Where did that come from? And he said it's one of the guys on a softball team does barbecue competitions, and he said RJ writes, never had pork butt. Ha ha. I said it's just pulled pork. He goes, okay, I'm an idiot then. And then he sends me a picture of smoked queso and smoked salsa. And he writes, think I may have missed the boat on this whole barbecue thing. And then I wrote a curse word, shut up. You don't even like the flavors of it. And he goes, haha, I know, but the salsa is good. So there was a chance over the weekend that we've converted RJ to the religion that is Texas barbecue, right?
The ribs were amazing. Okay, they were amazing. And then
pork ribs. You don't like the beef ribs, pork ribs.
Right, yes, they were pork ribs. And I liked them most because I could grab the bone and not get my fingers that dirty. All right? I could just pinch it. But, you know, you get it on your cheek. And they didn't have a good napkin set up at this place, I'll say that. So it was on your cheek, and I don't like that. But this guy does competitions, and he's phenomenal. And he was, like, basically testing everything out. I was wondering, I was like, what are the tomatoes there? He's like, oh, I'm smoking some salsa, some fresh veggies.
Ooh, you're a sucker for salsa.
Yeah, I am. He takes the little tray of veggies out. Literally within a minute, he had the salsa made. He just threw these full tomatoes into this giant, you know, industrial blender that he bought, and then poured it all in. It was amazing salsa. Probably the best salsa I've ever had.
Wow.
Just phenomenal. The queso was amazing. That's probably what has been keeping this inside for a few days. It was all the queso I had. Blocking me up, but that was amazing. And then those pork ribs, you know, the brisket. I'm not a brisket guy. It was very oily. I don't like oil. I don't like oil in my food.
Italian food doesn't have any oil.
Yeah, none at all. None at all. It was the ribs were amazing. Amazing.
Do you like oil in like Italian bread? Like you dip it before a meal?
No, I like to dip my bread in like the marinara sauce.
Okay. Okay, so I don't think we're going to convert you. You're not a hands eater, so that's tough for barbecue. But pulled pork and ribs and smoked queso and smoked salsa, that's good.
It was amazing. It was amazing stuff. The ribs were great. I would do the ribs again easily. Do the ribs again, yeah.
Nice. All right, Patrick Mahomes' girl. This is an age-old athlete problem or a celebrity problem in general. I don't know how to ask this or bring it up without sounding like kind of I don't know, is it misogynistic, is it caveman-y? Patrick Mahomes may have a problem with his girl on social media.
Yes, his fiance is Brittany Matthews. Now she will offer up her football takes on social media. Get him out of the game right now. That's Patriots Dietrich Wise to get an ejection or a hit on Mahomes. Saying that was pass interference. Everyone wearing black and white in the field today. You guys are on the same team. Great job, refs. You're doing a great job. And then people are firing back saying you guys got favorable calls last week. You get bailed out on the weekly. I'm a Chiefs fan. The Chiefs defense playing horrible. Too many penalties. This coming, you know, on the heels of his mom coming at the announcers for talking about her son being called Pat and not Patrick. And, you know, the age-old question that you brought up is, you know, his family's going to single-handedly turn him into a hated athlete way faster than he should be. Because we all know that athletes become hated after their success is too long.
Right.
You know, you'll live long enough just to become hated. And that's what Mahomes is going to happen. But, you know, we saw this not long before they're going to go after his teammates like Giselle did. Remember, Giselle went after Tom's old teammates.
Yeah.
So how long before Mahomes' family goes after his own teammates?
So this is such a delicate conversation, but just to have a real talk, the main question here is, how do you shut him up? How do you keep your significant other off, or your family member? Like, sometimes I worry about it with Dak's brother. You know, I'm like, how do you keep them off social media and how do you shut them up? Because you can't have the significant other tweeting conspiracy theories about the referees or calling out other players. Like, to me, it should just be a nonverbal understood contract, right? If we're going to get in this relationship, if, you know, we're going to be dating and we're going to get married and Mahomes proposed to her and she's pregnant, you can't blow me up. You can't jeopardize anything that's out there. I mean, we to a much, 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 much lower degree deal with this ourselves, right? My aunt is hardcore political. and she's posting stuff every day on her page. And one time she put something on my page, and I had to just whoop, and I love her to death. Love you, Aunt Jay, radio.com in Maryland. I'm like, keep that stuff off my page. Don't bring me into any of that mess. Keep me out of it, or I'll just unfriend you. I'll just block you on there. You can't mess with me like that. And my friends know it. Don't tag me in that stuff. Don't put me on there. You just can't get involved in it, but some people don't listen, and they have a strong personality themselves. You know, how do you manage it? How do you do it?
Well,
imagine if your parents, are either of your parents on Facebook?
My mom is, but I blocked her.
Did you?
Yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Because of the political stuff?
No, we were fighting years ago, and I just blocked her.
Oh, cool.
And I just never unblocked her. But yeah, it's tough because she posts all kinds of stuff, and I'll eventually, you know, I see it through my sister. My sister will tell me about it. She posts all kinds of political stuff, and it never shows up on my page because my page I have even though I blocked her for one, but the other, you know, you had it, so I have to add you to my timeline. If you were to send something to me, I have to approve it, right?
Oh,
so you have to approve the post, and I never approve the post for the most part.
Oh.
Because I never go to them. But yeah, you've got to approve those posts. And I told my mom one time about it, and she's like, no, it's my social media page, not yours. You're not going to tell me what to do.
I know.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I tried.
Yeah.
Best I could do. I tried.
What do you think, Troy? How do you manage this?
Well, first of all, my parents, I don't have to worry about that. My mom's last two posts were about a Psalm scripture and something she got at Hobby Lobby for her fall decoration. So, don't have that issue. But when it comes to like Pat Mahomes, that's, boy, I'm going to sound misogynistic here. It comes to the point where you basically have to say, hey, did you go to Carolina Herrera last week and got a purse? That's awesome. By the way, you know we're going to the Maldives next summer? That's going to be a fun trip. Now, let me tell you why we're doing all these things. It's because of where I'm at, the position I'm in, and the respect I have in this league. If you jeopardize that, then you will get your next purse at Ross, and then we're going to go down to a boathouse and celebrate a vacation there down the street in Kansas City.
I mean, it's just, it might sound a little insensitive. That's just real. That's just real, man. You can't be sitting there and jeopardizing my status as the face of the league. Stop talking. Like, stop talking on Twitter. You want to sit there and ramble with our friends and have that at a house party? Oh, I'm an individual. Okay, you're going to be in an individual relationship too. You know, you're going to be by yourself because you can't be sitting here and Eli Apple's mom got into all this stuff, right? Like sometimes the player's mom will pop off a little bit, but you're supposed to also be looking out for your significant other and not putting them in a bad spot. I think that's maybe the nicer way to say it. But there you go with Mahomes' girl, Stafford's girl. She goes off.
She don't care.
No, she don't care. Well, who was the really, really crazy wife? It was a DB and for Scrimes. Was it
Mika Grimes?
Oh, Mika Grimes.
Mika Grimes.
Whoa. Yeah.
You ain't controlling that.
No.
Whatsoever.
No, you're not. Yes. And then Doug Christie. Doug Christie's wife in the NBA. It was another one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.